From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department says two Romanian nationals allegedly have hacked the Washington Police Department surveillance cameras. That happened before President Trump was inaugurated in January of this year. The two arrested in Romania this month over the incident, which compromised Washington's Metropolitan Police Department camera computers as part of a ransomware scheme. Former soccer star George Weah has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. He ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who was stepping down after two terms, maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Nathaniel McGill is chairman of Liberia's Coalition for Democratic Change.
We've always said we intend to do an inclusive government. And so it is our desire to see that we bring Liberians together, irrespective of the party they belong to. We'll even reach out to some members of the United Party to bring them. Individuals who have some good characters, who can serve their country, we'll reach out to them.
It also, if it goes smoothly, Liberia will see its first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. United States has announced full visa service for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision. U.S. suspended all immigrant, non-immigrant visa services in Turkey earlier this year in response to the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul. This is VOA News. Jan Egelin, the special advisor to UN Special Envoy to Syria, says he fears Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients, mainly children, from a besieged opposition-held town on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Valerie Petitpierre is the International Red Cross coordinator for Syria.
So the international humanitarian law says that the civilians should be protected, spared in the hostilities, that they should must have access to medical treatment. And also the ICRC continues to insist that humanitarian action should not be used as a bargaining chip.
Since Tuesday, 32 patients have been evacuated from the Damascus area, half of them from eastern Ghouta suburb. International Red Cross says the other half were urgent cases. Eastern Ghouta has been under siege from Syrian regime forces and Shiite allies for more than 5 years and targeted daily by government warplanes as well as artillery. Latest on a bomb blast hit a supermarket in St. Petersburg, Russia. Here's Reuters' Scarlett Svevanovich.
Russia's president labeling an explosion at a St. Petersburg supermarket an act of terrorism. Investigators have opened a criminal case into Wednesday evening's blast, which they said was caused by a homemade bomb packed with pieces of metal. Nobody was killed, but 13 shoppers were injured in the explosion. Russian media report the bomb was hidden in a locker. Speaking at an awards ceremony on Thursday, Vladimir Putin said security forces should shoot to kill in such situations.
When there is a threat to lives and to the health of our officers, they should act firm, take no prisoners, and kill bandits on the spot.
Putin told the ceremony the security situation in Russia would be much worse if thousands of Islamic State fighters who fought in Syria had been allowed to return home.
Reuters' Scarlett Svevanovich reporting. South Korea's government says it will impose additional measures to regulate speculation in cryptocurrency trading. Hamnung Ki is South Korea's minister for the Office of Government Policy Coordination.
First, opening new anonymous cryptocurrency accounts for virtual coin exchanges will be immediately banned. Second, providing anonymous accounts to new members of existing cryptocurrency exchanges also will be immediately banned.
Bitcoins, the world's biggest and best-known cryptocurrency, have gained 19-fold this year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.